It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Let's get to Jeff Dickerson, who does a great job covering the Bears. He's covered the Bears for years. It is a mandatory minicamp, so this is no longer OTAs. This is the mandatory minicamp. We'll find out if everyone showed up today. But I want to play you this first. This started the show. Chris Collinsworth promoted that Matt Nagy was coming up on his podcast that dropped today. And then Nagy will have another chance to sort of address this and other stuff when he meets the media here in Chicago at 4. But listen to this. And is this Matt Nagy declaring, yes, basically under most circumstances, Andy Dalton will be a starter on opening night?
Is there a possible scenario where Justin Fields plays on opening night?
No. I mean, Andy is our starter. And again, I can't predict anything, you know, that's you know how it goes. I mean, there's so many things that could happen between today and that week one, but that's Andy is our starter and Justin's our number two, and we're going to stick to this plan.
All right. So there it was. Waddle and I both believe that while he is giving himself a little bit of an out and says, look, I understand things happen, Andy Dalton's our starter under most scenarios. So let's find out what JD thinks. He learned on Babbel how to speak word salad and also perfected it at Hallis Hall. JD, what do you say? What is Matt Nagy telling us there?
I am a professional word salad decoder right here. You guys are lucky to have me. This is exactly what he has said since the moment they drafted Justin Fields. I mean, guys, their plan is to have Andy Dalton be the week one starter. But I think the caveat is there are many things that can happen. I mean, if Andy Dalton gets hurt in training camp or if he plays in a preseason game and gets hurt, they're going to go to Justin Fields. He's the number two quarterback. If Justin Fields accelerates his growth curve here and just blows Dalton away in training camp and in the preseason, and if they feel like he is just, even though he's a rookie, going to give them such a better chance to win week one, then I think they'll make that move. I don't think they anticipate making that move, though. And that, I think, is really the point that Nagy's trying to hammer home here is that, yeah, there are a lot of unknowns. A lot of twists and turns can happen, and sometimes they do in the NFL. But right now, they just don't think that by week one, Justin Fields will be where he needs to be for them to feel good about sitting Dalton and playing Justin Fields. That could change. Nothing's set in stone. But that is how they are operating. That's how they've operated in the OTAs. They'll operate that this week at minicamp, and that'll be the plan in training camp unless something unforeseen happens.
I get the sense as well, JD, that they feel that this is going to be Kansas City Chiefs 2.0. They feel like what they were able to do with Alex Smith and with Patrick Mahomes being a patient guy in waiting, that they have something similar going on here. Now, I would suggest that Alex Smith was a four-year starter at the time in Kansas City when they went into 2017, so it's not identical. It's a different scenario, but I get the sense. Do you get the sense that Matt is kind of reaching back into the playbook of the Kansas City Chiefs to explain this?
Of course, and that would be the best-case scenario. But, Tom, as you mentioned, I mean, if you look at Alex Smith's numbers that last year in KC, oh, my goodness, his numbers are phenomenal. I mean, yeah. Passer rating was like 104. The difference here is I don't believe that this version of Andy Dalton compares all that favorably to that version of Alex Smith.
I agree.
Now, still, Andy Dalton, they think, and from everything that we have seen in OTAs and thus far today, you know, first day of minicamp, Andy Dalton is certainly serviceable. He's not a terrible quarterback. He'll be okay. But I think, Tom, you know, what I don't anticipate happening is Justin Fields sitting 15 games before he gets his opportunity.
Right.
My estimate is, and I think we've talked about this on the show before, guys, I would say around 8 games, I think, is probably what they're hoping for. They're hoping that Dalton plays well. They're hoping that they're winning games. But at the same time, concurrently, that Justin Fields is making all these incredible strides behind the scenes, and he will get reps in practice, even though he's the number two quarterback. And by seven, eight games in, he's ready to take over, and they're winning, and they feel like they've just upgraded the most important position on a team that is above 500. That is their ultimate goal. That is the plan. It doesn't always work out that way. Things can happen. But, yeah, I mean, I think there certainly is a, you know, a hope that KC blueprint can work, knowing that, again, I don't quite think this Dalton is that Alex Smith, who was a terrific player his last year for Kansas City.
J.D. Joining us live from Hallis Hall for Bears Mandatory Minicamp. What I believe Matt Nagy was telling us there is that this isn't an open competition. I just think that when Collinsworth says under any scenario, that does include, hey, if Justin Fields wows you. So do you believe what Matt Nagy was saying is basically this isn't an open competition?
Well, I don't think he wants it to come across as an open competition. I don't think they believe it will be an open competition. But, Silva, you always have to leave yourself that option that if this kid just lights the world on fire here in a couple of weeks, and just looks amazing, and he is just picking everything up so fast and so much quicker than they anticipate, you have to give yourself that option. Again, I don't believe that they believe that is going to happen. Justin Fields has all the ability in the world. He's got it all. And hopefully it comes to fruition here. But he is still a rookie. He's learning things. I can tell you that, you know, the center quarterback exchange is still a little bit of an issue.
Really?
Okay? We have to talk in code here because, speaking of word salad, you know, because I can't really give you guys everything until practice ends at 3:50. But I will drop little breadcrumbs here for everybody, the best, just so I don't get fired or kicked out of here. But these things are still a work in progress. And I just don't believe that they feel that there is enough time right now between right now and week one where he's going to have everything figured out to the point where you feel like, okay, I trust him. He's got a full assortment of everything. Let's go. They'll get to that point, hopefully. I just don't think it's going to be week one. I think that they told you that pretty much.
JD, do you believe Justin Fields' presence provides job security for Matt Nagy? Do you believe that this isn't a win or else season for them?
No, you got to give him. No, well, I mean, they certainly want to win. I mean, I can't. If they bomb, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But, no, I think, and Tom, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
This should be a two-year investment right now, okay? You have two seasons to get this guy playing at a really, strong level. Maybe he's not, you know, a Pro Bowler or super elite yet. But I think, you know, by the end of next year, if he's not an excellent quarterback and they're not feeling great about him being the franchise quarterback, then you might have to think about doing something differently. But I think until then, they've given themselves that amount of time to work with him.
Agreed.
All right, so this is mandatory. Is everyone present?
Okay, not everyone is present. The guy that people were wondering about, he is here. He's the one that was one of the notable offensive absences in the OTAs. As expected, he is here. There are still some concerns on the defensive side of the football, maybe on that defensive line in the middle. We'll find out more from Matt Nagy about that. Just drop the breadcrumbs here.
Yeah, no. Let me pick up that breadcrumb and ask you in a roundabout way. Do you believe that there could be a roster adjustment at that position to create some financial space?
Possibly.
I'm talking in code now.
You are.
I don't think so. I think everyone is a little befuddled as to what the absence is about, and we will again hear from the head coach at 4:00, and he will give us all the information. But I mean, there are some middle of the defensive line questions that might come up, and then the concerns that people had about Robert Quinn last year. I think there are some questions that might be asked. We'll see. A veteran player, it's mini camp. We'll see what Matt Nagy has to say about his participation level today. I cannot say, obviously, but I think there are some issues there that still need to be resolved because Robert Quinn had a tremendous year 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. the Bears paid him very handsomely, and I know that they would love to see a nice return on their investment this season. So we will see what the head coach has to say about that and many subjects coming up at 4 o'clock, and maybe they'll call on Sylvie.
Yes, I'm hoping.
I'm hoping. I don't think so, Sylvie.
You think they don't go? You think they snub me again? They invite me today to snub me?
I think there is nothing personal about it. I want you to know. You're going to hear this from me now, okay?
Oh, you can see him starting to get angry already, JD.
No, no. I'm telling you, they really don't, Sylvie, they don't call on people that aren't on the beat. They don't. I
understand that there's got to be some room for people who have inquiring minds.
I'm telling you. I mean, so, like, let me give you, if you have the gravitas of, like, a national reporter, like, if you are, like, a great reporter like Stacey Dales, who covers a lot of teams, but she's here doing great work, you know, a Stacey Dales, they want to hear from, right? We want to hear her questions. We will call on Stacey.
JD, I told him to sign in as Dan Pompey.
Now, if you sign in as the Hall of Famer, HOF, You might get called on, but then they would see you.
Then they'd see me.
No, Sylvie just wants his one last shift as a Bears reporter. He wants his one last game.
Good stuff,
Abdallah. He wants one last shift.
So I just don't want you to feel. Don't be offended.
I am offended.
He's already offended.
Calls and these Zoom. By the way, so just so you guys know, if you are fully vaccinated now, as a media member, you do not have to wear a mask, which is great progress. I feel for us up here. We still do not have access to the media room. And we're still doing Zoom. Hopefully that will end soon.
Yeah, when do you guys get to gather with the coach after practice like the good old days? And
I would love to do that because I'm telling you, the Zoom calls are no fun for anybody because people do want to ask questions. And you can understand why they say limit it to one question. But, I mean, when it's a big story or something, you want to ask multiple follow-ups and you just don't have that opportunity. So I'm just trying to soften the blow here. And let Sylvie know that if they don't call on him, it's not because they don't like him. It's not because Nagy doesn't like him. It's just because you kind of have to be on the beat for these Zoom calls for them to call on you. That's all I'm saying.
And they don't like me.
That would fly in the face of what you've been told by people out there.
Yes, I've been told that I'm going to get an opportunity today. That's what I've been told.
Perhaps I stand corrected.
Yes.
I'm just trying to diffuse a situation before it becomes a situation.
All right. Well, you know, with me, you've worked with me enough, we've been friends long enough that you know there's situations that do have to be diffused.
Yeah, but I know that we're probably past the point where it's no longer a situation with you. I'm sure this is a situation that we have to deal with here. I get that. I'm just trying to be the mediator here and just not get your hopes up. But if you get the question in, boom, you nail him with it, and he'll give you a good answer. He's great.
All right. So I want to clarify one thing. If I could get back to Waddle speaking in code, this player who was in question of not being at the OTAs on the offensive side of the ball, where there may have been a question or two about his long-term contract.
Yeah.
Are you saying that he's there and he's not practicing?
No. The only breadcrumbs I dropped were defensively, as far as notable.
Put it this way, as Abdallah whispered to me, it's really hot on the field, but it's not quite 96 degrees out there.
No, I know that. Yeah. I knew the defensive thing, but I thought
No.
Oh, that's not correct.
That's not what I'm saying. Oh, no.
Ooh.
No, no.
Is it 52 degrees out?
Better not be 52. I thought he was saying.
Are you talking about a
COVID situation?
Is it not 91? Is it not 91 degrees outside?
Well, that's a little closer to the end game here. But again, we'll find out more.
Interesting. This is so.
By the way, it's
so
a gorgeous
stupid
76 out here, and I'm not saying that in honor of Mongo.
Yeah, Team
it's
Mongo.
A beautiful 76. So maybe that is very telling. That's what's popping up on the dashboard right now as I'm watching practice. We have a great 75-yard view away from practice today, which is nice. But we are doing our best. It's a beautiful day. And you know what? It's great to be out here just watching football.
Right, when will we know what the hell you're
talking
about?
You
I mean, will this be at 4? When are we going to know here? After the
I'm not trying to – listen.
I know
this is a beautiful nuance of coming on before practice ends.
I love it.
I'm just trying to do my best. I'm trying to make everybody happy. There's no alarms to be sounded here. I'm just saying there will just be a couple questions about, as it always is at mini camps, a couple of notable players that, you know, maybe are not doing what you would hope they would have done, or maybe one isn't here for reasons that are obviously explainable. But that's why we let the head coach talk at 4 o'clock and not jump to conclusions.
Gone are the days, J.D., when I would just go to a Platteville phone by the tennis courts and just phone in a play-by-play of what's happening at practice. You know what I mean? Times have changed.
You know, and I feel like as a frontline guy here, I don't want to risk us not having access all year.
Yes, that's
so
a good call.
I try to just adhere to the rules, and maybe they give me a little wiggle room because, you know, everyone's out watching practice right now, so they're not probably listening. But I'm just trying to be respectful of the process.
And, gone are the days when you could settle into a bar stool next to William Perry at the VFW in Platteville and get a scoop.
Those days are gone.
Yeah. JD, good stuff.
Always great to hear your voice, JD.
Well, I wish I could give you more, but I hope the breadcrumbs were enough. And Sylvie, I'll see you on the Zoom at 4 o'clock.
You got it.
I'll
wait. Right? When I touch my nose, that's my code. I'm thinking about you. Okay.
I love it. I'll see you then.
There you go, JD. There's JD. Matt Nagy will meet the media at 4-ish. They're always running late.
This is breaking news. Powered by PointsBet Sportsbook. On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Gentlemen, we got the news last week that Nick Madrigal tore his right hamstring, and they were debating rest and recovery and rehab versus surgery. He has had surgery, successful surgery today. He will be out for the rest of the year. He will be in spring training without restrictions in 2022.
I think I saw some different things, like how they listed the tear. I think it was a proximal tear
or whatever tendon tear in his right hamstring.
I think the only way you can't rest that. I think the only way to get to the other side of it is to surgically repair it. So horrible news.
Yeah, that's the way it was going. They got some good news yesterday with Aloy coming back with the 4-week next phase of the rehab in Arizona. But this is Madrigal is out for the year. He had had surgery. And who's the guy again on Pittsburgh?
Frazier. Adam Frazier.
Frazier, I just think, fits perfectly. You have some outfield positions that could use some help. Now you have second base that is open. And he can play them both, and he's pretty good. And he gets on base, and he fits what they do. 312-332-3776. Len Casper is going to join us later in the show at 5:30 to talk about this and a lot of other things. Let's try to decode what J.D. was going to have to say.
Okay.
And also, what is the Arlington Heights mayor saying? Is he saying, you're telling us there's a chance of the Bears playing in Arlington Heights? That's coming up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Yeah, so I thought J.D. was talking first about A-Rob. But then he clarified that. And then I thought he was talking about Akeem Hicks when he was talking about in the middle. They could have some questions.
I remember because Jeremy Fowler from ESPN had a report, I think, a week or so ago that said Nick Foles and then Akeem Hicks were two names that still could be dealt. I believe it was Fowler, wasn't it, Adam? Wasn't it?
Jeremy Fowler
had that report about possible trades. So.
And then the way he continued to talk, is it Eddie Goldman who still is out after sitting last year out? You know, he wasn't there last week, but they said that he had been in the building.
These are mandatory sessions. I mean, these have been collectively bargained. I don't know. Maybe some of the players are still getting the encouragement from the Players Association to express themselves and not go to these? I don't know. I see the majority of people show up for these around the league.
And it's so stupid, these rules, where the reporters there can't say anything until the practice is over. Like, what's the point?
Managing the message.
Maybe you want to get the message from the coach, and you want them to clarify before you start reporting stuff.
The rules are aplenty these days with regard to what these guys and gals are having to do media-wise.
Or else they revoke your press credential. This was in the Daily Herald, too, today. This was from Christopher Plasek, who wrote the article regarding Arlington Park, which is being sold. And many people have reported in the past that they think the Bears could build a stadium there. I know Brian Hanley has been on this for a couple years now.
Yeah.
He was one of the first to turn our attention to it. In the Daily Herald today, they quote the mayor of Arlington Heights as he met the media yesterday. Tom Hayes is his name. It says, and the mayor reiterated Monday the prospect of a long-rumored Chicago Bears move to Arlington Heights remains a possibility. Quote, it's still on the table, to my understanding, but it's a complete, definite maybe, Hayes said. I'm not in a position where I could say it's a definite go or a definite no-go. So I guess they're saying there's a chance and it's a maybe. I'm interested to see if the Bears are using that to get leverage with the city to make adjustments with Soldier Field that they may want.
I guess there's a Tuesday deadline, a next Tuesday deadline for developers to submit proposals. I mean, it's owned by Churchill Downs, right?
Right.
And they're looking to sell it. Formal deadline comes, I believe, on next Tuesday. So if you're an interested group, you must submit your proposal next week.
So maybe we'll get news on that if the Bears are indeed interested. According to this Daily Herald story, they reached out to a Bears spokesman and they declined comment. So, like, why wouldn't they say we're not interested if they're not interested? Where we have a lease with Soldier Field through 2034. John, who listens to us via Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. John, you're on with Waddle and Sylvie. What's going on, pal?
Hey, Sylvie, Waddle, how are you guys doing? Sylvie Strong, the whole
Thank
deal.
You. But, appreciate it.
I wanted to say I agree with everything you guys have been saying about the handshake pinky deal, all that. I think as a fan base, we should find that pretty ridiculous because, as you guys said, it's a terrible way to do business. But after you play the Nagy sound, what I hear every time is it doesn't do Nagy any favors to start Fields any sooner than he absolutely has to because the moment Fields takes the field, the clock on Nagy's ability to develop him starts ticking at a pretty fast pace. He wants as much time as possible to go by before that clock has to start ticking, is what I think. They never admit that that's why. They'll say, look what happens at Kansas City with Mahomes, but that's not the real reason, I don't think.
A lot of people believe what you believe, John. Thanks.
Yeah, I would say this. I think he realizes that the development of Justin Fields and ultimately who he becomes as a Bear is going to define him and his job security. So, like, I get it. I don't think he's just going to suppress Justin Fields because it delays the inevitable, which means they're going to have to evaluate him based on who Justin Fields becomes. I think he realizes that he wants to take this slow and steady because Fields holds the key to his future here.
There was an interesting Lewis Riddick quote that suggested that, too. And you know how close he is with Nagy. I could read that later. Ryan and Gurney. Ryan, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, Sylvie. Waddle. Hey. Whatever question you ask him, you got to throw him a curveball because he's expecting something. And then, you know, you just got to accept, like, Andy's the quarterback. And whatever question is, like, Dalton's the quarterback, and if Nagy doesn't learn to call run plays by the time Field gets in, I mean, I don't know. So, Andy's the quarterback, and you got to throw him that curveball.
What kind of curveball are you looking for? Like what?
You put some spider tack on your fingers before you throw it.
Yeah, so he's expecting a Field question. So, you know, why not the running game? You know, where does he – how does he feel about the running game? How does he feel about it going into the season with Andy at quarterback? And, you know, what's his thoughts on the running game going forward? Like, I think Tariq and Montgomery can have over 2,000 yards rushing, and that's what we're going to need for Andy to win the Super Bowl.
I think he's expecting high cheese with the quarterback question. I think if you ask him a running game question, that's a changeup.
Yeah, and I don't think that we really care on June 15th about the run game.
Well, you know I mean? Always care about the running game,
too,
especially with their pass.
Look, and they do have as he mentioned, Tariq Cohen coming back. And remember, they added Damian Williams, who's a nice player.
Yeah.
But when we thought we were getting run DM, wasn't it run DMC a couple of years ago? they didn't use one of the letters of that acronym.
It's going to be on my mind, certainly, when the season begins.
Oh, yeah,
especially
absolutely.
With a rookie left tackle.
Right, right.
But right now, when it comes to asking questions, I think the quarterback issue is more pressing.
Yeah, and I want to know if there truly is an open competition. So I'll ask, I'm scheduled to ask Matt Nagy a question in today's Zoom. I've been told that, yes, I should sign back on unless they're looking to play some big prank on me where they leave me hanging again.
The reporter's quarantine room.
I think I'm
going to
be in the quarantine.
After all of this talk about this question, is there any fear in your heart that you might get line jumped and someone else might ask you a question?
Oh, wouldn't that be special?
That's okay.
If Dan Weeder asked the question, hey, Coach, Dan Weeder here from the Trib.
Dan Weeder doesn't
I'm not
sound
looking
like
for
that.
Credit. Yeah, that was a weird
Since
Dan
when
Weeder.
Is Weeder a super fan?
Hey there, hey there Dan Weeder here from Jim the Trib.
I thought everybody who asked questions
not
sounded
for
like that.
But did you make a pinky promise with Dalton over there for him to be the starter?
There you go. That's it. That's Dan Weeder.
I'll hang up and listen for my answer, Nagy.
Thanks. There you go. Right there.
Dan Weeder from the Trib.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly how I expect it to be asked.
It's unbelievable.
Let's go to Adam Johns in The Athletic.
Hey, Coach.
Hey,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So when you ask the question,
the
you better
Athletic.
Do the same thing. Hey, Mark Silverman from ESPN 1000. Hey, Coach. Yeah, how you doing? I hope you're well.
Should I do a super fan?
After your follow-up, you should say I'll hang up and listen for my answer.
All right. So, another question. Sylvie, do you add the pleasantries, or do you go in as a hardline reporter as you were back in the
question.
Day, or do you fluff them up a little?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, hey, Matt, hope the family's well.
Hope you're all good. Haven't seen you in a while.
I've met his family at restaurants around Chicago, and
this.
I truly hope they're well.
Hey, Matt, you know what? It's unusual you're here. I was a big fan of having you replaced. But anyway, I want to ask you a question.
Or should I say, hey, thanks for not snubbing me today? I had this question I've been wanting to ask.
Sylvie, you're going to get fluffed. Just letting
There's
you know.
There's no doubt.
Yes. You're going to get fluffed. Sylvie, it's great to see
great
you.
To
hope
see
that you and the family
I don't
are well.
Believe so.
I forgot what your question was.
Yeah. He'll give you that.
Easiest bet in the world.
Yeah. He'll give you that, and then he'll go into the word salad. Yep. Mm.
All right, so that's at around 4-ish. That's when that's...
So prepare to be fluffed.
All right, we'll see. More on the Bears, some fun and craziness inside Waddle's World next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Let's get weird.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird like the German national coach that sticks his fingers in strange places and sniffs them quite frequently. Waddle's World is brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC.
Did he do that again today?
I don't believe I've seen it yet. I've been immersed in football and baseball talk. I did see an own goal, I believe, earlier in the game as France and Germany are squaring off. But it always entertains me when they show pictures of him putting his fingers in weird places and then catching a sniff.
Yeah. Waddle was doing that yesterday in the office.
Yeah.
Waddle kept going down to his shoes and his feet and saying he had a foot odor. Yeah. And then he would, like, rub it on his fingers, and then he would smell his fingers.
This is what I would do for the twitchers.
Yeah.
I would, and my feet are clean now because I sprayed the insides of them with Lysol this morning. What I did yesterday was I was trying to help a young man who was, you know how sometimes you park your car somewhere in the garage and you
forget which level you're on. You get backwards on which way you were turned.
Especially if you're not a consistent parker in the garage. He kept turning on his alarm.
And he would hear it.
And it kept beeping. And I finally saw him and I said, is it your car up there? He goes, yeah, I can't find out where I'm going. So I told him, I said, you can hop the fence here and then walk up over here and your car's over there. I said, or you can walk to the end and then go through the stairwell and walk up. So I was providing, you know, some help for him.
And I walked over to talk to him, and I stepped in somebody's, like, it was like a slushy or something that somebody had thrown out their car.
So this is some garbage?
Yes. I mean, and then I could smell it right away, and I was like, holy, you know
what? Mixed with your foot odor.
Yeah, with my foot. So, like, when I got into the office, I took my shoe off, and then I put hand sanitizer on my hands and on the inside of my shoe to kind of clean it up. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to make sure that it's not smelling anymore. So I took
foot sanitizer.
And I went right like this, and yeah. I went, oh, that's awful.
See, the two-finger sniff.
Yeah. But that's what that guy does. So what's his name? What's the German coach's name? Soccer guys? Don't you guys do the soccer show here on
finger
ESPN?
Smell a lot.
So you don't know his name?
No, I don't know. Okay. I just know that he looks like
Joachim Low.
Sandy Cohen. That's who he looks like.
Sandy Cohen.
Yeah, from the OC.
Okay.
Remember the OC back in the day?
Is that Peter Gallagher? Is that who you're saying? Peter Gallagher. The actual name of the guy?
Yeah. But Sandy Cohen was a longtime dad on TV, man. That was the guy.
Yeah, was the guy.
In other news, Eddie Goldman was not spotted at OTAs.
Eddie Goldman.
Where is he? Okay, he opted out. It's time to come back now, right? I thought he was in the building at some point. Where is Eddie Goldman?
I don't
Has
know.
Anyone
Where's
seen Eddie,
Eddie Where
Goldman?
In the world is Eddie Goldman?
He opted out because of COVID. Now he's supposed to be at OTAs.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I watched a lot of Where in the World.
All right, back to you. What were you sniffing there?
My shoes. The insides of my
shoes. Did you hear what he did then? Then he took Lysol. Not foot deodorizer. Not these products that are made to not only smell your shoes better, but to deodorize.
Smell my shoes
better. Yeah, to make your shoes smell better and to deodorize your shoe.
Goal!
Oh, boy. No.
Yes. Yes.
The French.
Viva
smell
la France.
That, Germany.
Viva la France. Viva la France.
In France,
somebody
had
money
play.
In France.
Yeah, somebody's got money in France.
What do you think he's? What's he sniffing right now? He's sniffing an L right now. A loss.
He's
sniffing an L. Okay, so this is interesting.
Then you sprayed Lysol in instead. You went Lysol. Now, what kind of Lysol?
Let me ask you a question. When your garbage is really like it's rotten in there, and you need to kill germs in your garbage can, I spray Lysol. So I figured, like, what was going on in my shoes was really bad, and that your normal foot deodorizer wasn't going to work. So I went with Lysol, and I sprayed so much in each shoe that I had a little puddle in each.
Oh, boy.
So I had to dry them out, and then I put them in the sun. And
I would say that I bet you there's a warning label on Lysol that says don't expose Lysol to your skin.
It could be
for the garbage, but I mean, I don't know if it's made.
It could be a long week then for me because I'm going to have some feet issues.
So this is another like fruit debate about washing fruit, which I don't think is still solved. I continue to get both science on both sides of our debate over Waddle washing fruit with soap.
How about this? I won't come to your house and wash your plums.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
And don't come to my house and wash my shoes with Lysol.
I won't do that. Okay, I don't want to touch your shoes either.
You do what you want.
Okay, so I think that that's perfect. I think
that's harmony.
Was that not allowed?
It's offsides.
Oh, everything's offsides.
It was not a goal.
It was not a goal!
But it was
not a goal! Last night, I was a little surprised by what I saw from the Sixers. So the Hawks and the Clippers tied their series.
But Joel Embiid had
12 in the second half.
He had one of the all-time bad halves of playoff basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play poorly in the beginning, but you know, whether that knee is stiffening up, he's playing with the meniscus injury.
Now you got me concerned that I'm going to have like a foot problem with all the Lysol I put in there.
Google it. Should you spray Lysol on your shoe?
My shoes smell so much better than they did before.
You let it dry, right?
Yeah.
You just went right in.
No. I did go in, and then it was too wet, so then I dried them out with paper towels, and then I left them in the sun before I put them on.
You're fine.
Of course. Dude, like when I was a kid, you know what kind of things I ingested? I probably drank that crap.
Yeah, and now you can't go 2 hours without running to the bathroom. So don't use that as a badge of honor. There's a reason your guts are messed up.
I don't think it's because I think it's genetic. And my dad did this to me. Like, my brother goes once a month, I think. And when he does, get out.
Here's a wiki answer.
But I'm just
answer.
Saying my dad did this to me.
I think this is
my
on Amazon.
My mom gave me the bad skin. My dad gave me the bad bowels.
According to WikiHow, you can use an antibacterial spray such as Lysol or Clorox to disinfect the inside of your shoes.
Thank you.
Spray the entire insides of your shoe and allow your shoes to dry completely before putting them on. Using an antibacterial spray will disinfect your shoe and help eliminate bad odor.
Why don't you hold one of these for me then, okay, for the rest of the afternoon? Or do you want to hold this
and,
one?
And another wiki answer says, my foot doctor literally told me to spray Lysol inside my shoes once a week. It kills the bacteria that builds up on the inside. Well, you could be on the floor for it.
Yeah. Now, maybe you got to go home and wash your plums with a little Dawn. By the way, like
it sounds so dirty.
You use your hands when you're wiping down everything on those Clorox wipes, right?
That's those true, are, yeah.
That's chlorine, bro.
Yeah, I know.
And then you're probably going for a pick skin. Every
no,
now and
again.
No,
I don't pick anymore. I do not pick
not
anymore.
At all?
Unless when I know I've been home for a while and I really wash my hands and then I go in for a good dig.
Yeah.
Pull out one of those dry ones. Then at the end of it, it's got a little bit of moisture too. Right? Those are the good ones. You pull it out whole.
I think we just went back to sixth grade. Did we? Did we just go back to? Are you going to put that underneath the console
no,
here?
I throw them
is that
away,
what you did?
But
no, you didn't. You used to wipe them everywhere, didn't you?
No, never.
Yeah. Yeah. Blake just gave you the nod like, yeah, you did.
I don't know. You're sitting there sometimes. There's all kinds of weird stuff. I'm not saying it's Sylvie, but, you know, there's a lot of people.
Do you catch yourself occasionally, like, maybe, I don't know, subconsciously or just by accident, like touching something at a restaurant and you touch the underneath of the table and,
You guys
and there's
been...
something underneath there that you're like, holy mother of mercy, I need to go to the emergency room because
of what
I touched.
You know the newsroom before we were remodeled, the little fixer-upper here at the studios?
Yeah.
The old newsroom had gum underneath the desk.
Now, are you kidding me? That
I'm not kidding.
There were garbage cans
underneath there.
People would put the gum.
Some jerk producer at some point just sticking their gum underneath the
desk. Gum and bugs.
I'm looking at user.
That's the new. Yeah, that's gums and bugs.
Chepka. Who is who's an old time producer?
OC wouldn't do that. No.
Joe Fisher.
Is it Finfer?
Joe Fisher, one of my original producers.
I know.
Talk to his cousin all the time.
I know, guys. Zahadav Sharma.
Oh, Sharma! Of course there was.
He was an intern, right?
Sticking gum underneath there.
Was he? He was part time here.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was always just an intern.
No, I get it. We were here at night. It didn't matter who was here when the sun went down. I get it.
All right.
Shout out to Zahadav. I originated at night.
Yeah, and then you forgot. Then you forgot where you came from.
That's right.
No, I never forgot where I came from.
No, we get it. It's fine.
Shout out to Zahadav.
By the way,
he's great at what he does. Great.
Before we go to break and come back with more nonsense, if that's possible, James Harden is hopeful to play in tonight's game against the Bucks.
This is going to go poorly.
I think it will, too. We can talk about that
later.
All right, when we come back, nonsense and the nuttiest story of the day.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
I meant to mention this. Oh, thanks, man. Just a little of...
Waddle's got some Tylenol. Needs.
I probably took that without checking it a little too quickly.
What do you mean? Without checking what?
It could have been anything coming from our friend.
I take offense to that.
Yeah, he would.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's not right, man.
That ain't cool. Something without your knowledge.
I have a bunch of stuff in my, but I don't have it. It's in my car. That like I mixed pills. So
the gold mixed pills bag.
Yeah. Let's say this about Abdallah. Abdallah is a smart ass, but he is a good-hearted human.
He is a very good guy.
Thank you.
Now, well, shade
now,
there.
Now,
but, yeah.
Now, Blake. Come at you like a spider monkey.
Blake will slip you some edibles.
Yes, he'll give you something. Like, you give him something to make you
That's
real
what you used
dizzy.
To do to Cap, didn't you?
Yeah, I give you something to make you dizzy.
No, there's no cure for that.
Touche.
Thank you, Adam, for the pills. I think it was Tylenol. I'm hoping for the Tylenol reaction, but
by the way, we'll
go with it.
My staples come out tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, big day. The five staples come out of my head tomorrow.
Yeah?
It's a big day.
Do you want me to do it for you?
No.
So you don't have to go in?
They said, do not let Waddle do it. They even mentioned that to me at the hospital.
No, they did.
We know your co-host.
Hey, Sophie, by the way, are you prepared for the Nagy presser?
Is it starting early?
No. I mean, the room is open.
Let me sign in here.
Are you going to do it right there?
Did they use like a staple remover?
Yes. They gave me a device because they said not all doctor's offices
I see hands going up already in the room.
Hold on.
Make sure that your hand's up.
Let me see here.
I'm watching. I'll let you know when I see you.
Does yours, does when you put your hand up, does it say ass hat underneath
it?
Yes,
it says ass hat at ESPN 1000.
Did they really give you a staple remover?
Yes, they gave me the
extra
to take just in case they had
it. What kind of doctor do you go to that they don't have the capacity to remove staples?
Look, I don't know. I'm the doofus who hit my head on the golf cart.
I'll take them out for you.
I am following instructions.
I've taken stitches out of myself and my kid.
I'm not allowing
you. I took them out of my kid. I don't think my wife knew it, but I did.
Oh, wait. I think they're just admitting me. Hold on. Got it?
Yeah, they're admitting you to
JD has a hand up. I see JD in there.
To the funny farm is where they're admitting you to.
Hold on. There's 24 participants in the room. I am muted.
I see you.
I see you in there. Hello, Black.
Well, you're waving to the to everyone in
Hello,
the
Hello, Bears fan.
Hudson, New Hampshire.
There's no way that they let you in.
Is accused of defecating in the back of a police cruiser and again on the Hudson Police Department's booking room floor after he was arrested on charges of driving while intoxicated on Saturday morning. In addition to the DWI, 41-year-old Jason Shea was charged with disobeying an officer and three counts of criminal mischief. One count for each time he defecated on police property. That's called criminal mischief?
For like that seems light, right?
Yeah.
That's more than mischief. Or are you saying that it's...
I don't know how... But I think you have to classify it or qualify it in some way, and they just call it criminal mischief. By the way, an update on our guy, Dan O'Connor. He's the guy that started jumping into Lake Michigan at Montrose Harbor year ago.
They call him the Great Lake Jumper.
Yes. Saturday was his 365th straight day, so we're a little late congratulating him on an entire year of jumping into Lake Michigan. I did not know whether or not he was continuing to do it, but you showed me video that yes he is back
every day
at it.
I follow him on Twitter. He's awesome.
We talked to him a while ago.
We've talked to him a couple of times, I think, when he first started and then like later in the game. And he's great. He's a big Cubs fan. He was a football player growing up. I think he may have been like an all-state football player. And I haven't seen the video from today, but he did jump yesterday.
Yeah.
The Great Lake Jumper.
Great Lake Jumper. Would you like to hear the nuttiest story of the day? Brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit
and
nutty.
It's not the story about a guy pooping three separate times in a police department or a police cruiser in New Hampshire. Man in medical crisis takes Baltimore ambulance to drive himself to the hospital.
Well, look, when you gotta go, you gotta go,
38-year-old man experiencing a medical crisis tried to drive himself to a hospital in a Baltimore City Fire Department ambulance. Monday,
where was it? It was running like on the street and he hopped in.
The man, whose name was not released, took the ambulance, which had been left running in a local street where medics had been called about 1:22 a.m. Police pulled him over and he told them he had been having a heart attack.
Starting maybe. Hold
and
on.
He took the ambulance to drive himself to the hospital.
Man, no, it just says it's being recorded. You're fine.
Man was taken to the hospital on an emergency petition, which allows someone experiencing a crisis to be taken to a hospital for rapid evaluation and treatment. The ambulance was not damaged, in case you wondered. So that's your nuttiest story
that
of the day.
Criminal
the other
mischief
nuttiest
as
story
well.
Of the day is Sylvie's going to try to ask a question of Bears head coach Matt Nagy here when things get
you guys
going.
See my hand up, right?
In yeah, the, your hands
that's
up.
Not
my
your hands hand.
Up. It's a bigger hand up. Than I'm used
your
to.
You're up. Kind of pulling a Kaplan right now, though, because we everyone should... else is sitting and you're going all over the place with your
you
screen.
But
and...
Are you okay? Sure.
I'm not on a show, though.
And now you're just showing boobs.
What should I do? You want me to go in the other room?
Yes.
And turn the mic on there?
When we come back, this professional radio show will be minus the dip, you know what. And we're going to actually talk about one of the Bears. One of their wide receivers finds himself ranked very highly on this little list I have in my hand right now. That's back in 2 short minutes.